Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
In order for your teams to be successful selling today, you have to understand how the buying process and the selling process have changed. First, let's start by looking at what it used to look like. If we look at a standard sales process, like the one illustrated below, you can see that we used to prospect and research first as salespeople. And that was 100% controlled by us. We would go online, we would look for information, we would network, we would find prospects to get to know, we would build rapport, and we would do research about them. So when we had conversations, we were well equipped to have a smart conversation. Then we would start the qualifying process. And we would qualify the prospect by asking them questions, understanding whether they were a good fit for our organization. And from there, a solution would be developed. In order to do that, we would control about 70% of that sales cycle, and our clients would be participating about 30% of the time, meaning giving us information and helping us to define the solution. Towards the end of the sales cycle, of course, we'd make a presentation and we'd close the business. And that was always a give and take between the prospect and the salesperson or your sales team, with about 50% being controlled by us and 50% being controlled by our buyers. And that represented a fairly standard sales process that existed for years in our market. Especially if you've been through traditional sales training, such as spin selling, solution selling, Miller, Hyman, Huthwaite, you'll recognize this as a pretty standard sales process. So let's see how it has changed in today's selling market. Well, today, there is still research and prospecting done up front, as you can see from the process visual below, except research comes first, and then the prospecting begins. What's transformational in the market today, though, is that process is being 100% controlled by the prospect. It's the prospect going online and researching who has solutions for the problems that they're facing. It's the prospect that is going to your websites and trying to determine whether or not you're qualified to do business with them. It's the prospect that is doing the prospecting and then calling us. In fact, recent studies show that only 3% of all sales transacted last year came from an outbound cold call of a salesperson to a buyer. 97% of all sales are originating from the prospect reaching out to us. Then, of course, we move to qualifying and solution development. And now that is being controlled 70% by the prospect. Why? Because they have a better understanding about what they're looking for and what's available into the market. It's our job now to guide them through the process. Of course, smart teams will still qualify to make sure that the prospect is the right fit for their business, but there's much more give and take at this stage than there ever was in the past. The presentation and closing stages are still about a 50-50 because, let's face it, this is still a give and take and it requires equal contributions from both. But as you can see, as salespeople, we're doing much more guiding of a buying decision or facilitation of a buying decision than we are selling of a solution. Understanding this is the first step to being able to leverage this new buying decision-making process in today's market. It's one of the reasons why I believe that solution selling is dead, and agile, engaging sales teams are the way to sell in the future.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.